بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We speaking about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah allowed him to perform. And the last miracle we spoke about was the occasion of Hudaybiyah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the only one who had a little bit of water with him. And the Sahaba had no water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his fingers into that little water that he had, and water started gushing out from the Mubarak and best fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that Allah gave Sulaiman alayhi salam the ability and the power to understand the conversations of animals and insects. He could easily, all the time, whenever animals were, through whichever means, communicating, he could understand it fully. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into a garden, and as he entered into the garden, there was this camel that came up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it put its head onto the shoulder of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This camel even could perceive the rahmah and the mercy and the compassion that Allah placed in the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it began tearing the camel. It started tearing, tears started flowing from its eyes. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam communicated with this camel, and he wiped away the tears, and Allah allowed him to understand, just the way that Allah gave Sulaiman alayhi salam the power to understand the language of birds and insects. Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the power on that occasion to understand what this camel was saying to it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became upset, and he asked, who is the owner of this camel? And a young man came forward and said, I am the owner of Nabi of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this camel has complained to me. It said that you injured it and you hurt it and you caused it a lot of trouble and a lot of pain. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned this youngster. He says, fear Allah regarding the animals which Allah has made you in charge of. So this was another miracle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed with the permission of Allah. And that was the ability to even communicate with non-humans. May Allah grant us the understanding.